In the verses of Surah Hajj, Allah Rabbul Izzah speaks about the rising up or the building of the structure of the Kaaba by Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And in those verses, Allah Rabbul Izzah then gives Sayyidina Ibrahim the instruction. There's certain instructions that he's given at this time. And amongst those instructions that Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is given, Allah Rabbul Izzah tells him that he should purify the bait and he should not ascribe partners with Allah. And Allah then tells him, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرِ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجْ نَمِيقٍ. And announce a Hajj amongst the people. In response to your announcement, they will come to you walking on foot and every lean camel in every condition, traveling from every distant road. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was to make this announcement. And Ibn Abbas says that when Sayyidina Ibrahim was commanded by Allah to make this proclamation, he submitted that the place where he stood was an uninhabited, desolate plain with nobody there to hear his proclamation, whereas he lacked the means to convey to the populated area. And Allah Rabbul Izzah then told him that he was to required only to make the proclamation. And subhanAllah, the responsibility to convey to the four corners of the world would rest with Allah. And that is what Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam did. And therefore, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam stood at the Maqam Ibrahim and made the announcement, and Allah magnified his voice so that it was heard all around the earth. It's also related that the proclamation from the top of the mountain of Abu Qubais, Jabal Abu Qubais. And Sayyidina Ibrahim put his fingers in his ears, turned his face in four directions and called out, O people, Allah established his house and made it obligatory upon you to make the Hajj to it. So obey the command of Allah. It is mentioned in the narration that Allah Rabbul Izzah so decreed that the announcement was heard miraculously all over the world, not only by the people living then, but also those who were still to be born up until the day of Qiyamah. And all those who were destined to perform the Hajj responded by saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Ibn Abbas says that the talbiyah during the Hajj has its origins in this response to the call of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. And Allah Rabbul Izzah then goes on to describe what is the purpose that people come here. What is the purpose? لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَ لَهُمْ. So that they may witness what is beneficial for them. And if you look at it also, in the verse, Allah says that they will come to you with from all parts of the world on lean and even fat camels. From remote times, there was all these people who came to the Baytullah undertaking the journey. All the Anbiya who came to, after Ibrahim alayhi salam, their followers strictly observed this. And during the long period of ignorance after Sayyidina Isa, the Arabs, even though they lapsed into evil of idol worship, they continued to fulfill this command. People come here, liyashhadu manafi'a lahum. After the arduous journey undertaken by the people to perform the Hajj, there's also benefit for them. Allah says that they come to witness what is of benefit to them, apart from the spiritual rewards, there's many material profits that they may obtain. It is indeed remarkable that people who, you know, save pennies over long years in order to be able to undertake the Hajj journey, these people have never become insolvent or bankrupt, whereas many people are known to have become bankrupt as a result of expenses incurred on marriage or construction of palatial homes. But no one has become a pauper because of Hajj or Umrah. Rather, it is noticed that, you know, the price goes up, yet people are able to save. And when they come back, people say, you know, after I performed my Hajj, I had so much more barakah in my life. And then, وَيَذْكُرُ اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ. Allah Rabbul Izzah says, so that they may recite Allah's name in specific days of the provisions that He had given them. عَلَى مَا رَزَقَهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرَ. Allah says that during the stipulated days of Hajj, take Allah's name on every animal that Allah has provided for them before they slaughter it. And so eat from it, from the sacrificed animal, and feed it to the afflicted poor, those who are truly in need. So this is the injunction. فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا although the word kulu has been used in the imperative mode, it doesn't mean that the eating of the meat of these animals are obligatory. Rather, it has been used in the sense that it is permitted and lawful to eat. And وَإِذَا حَلَلْتُمْ فَاسْطَادُوا. In the same way, you know, when you've become out of ihram, you may hunt. It doesn't mean you have to hunt. So these are some of the injunctions with regards to the Hajj, and we'll continue discussing that with you.